Message number four in this series on the new song. Our first message was an opportunity to allow our hearts to be open to God to put a new song in them, because the old song couldn't carry us any further. Our second message was all about the new heart and our posture as a royal priesthood. Our third message was about release and the power of a new song in our hearts. This morning, message number four, we want to be reminded that we sing a new song and that it's an ever new song. It's like a miracle song. It's always new. It's always got another verse. Today it's this verse. Yesterday it was a different kind of verse. And on Monday it'll be a different verse again. It's always got another verse to it. It's ever new. That's why we're fresh. That's why we sparkle. That's why we have life in us. That's why we're envied. We've always got another song, another verse. It's ever new. And that's a beautiful thing. You've got a tune from God for every situation. You can sing your way out of this one. Okay, well, you can sing your way out of that one. Truly, we're called to sing and dance our way through life to the glory of God, because we have an ever new song in us. It just never runs out of verses. Now, I thought about this in my manual, the Power Manual on Praise, and God led me early on Monday to reread, first of all, the New Testament, which I'm not going to turn to this morning, but the 20 different praise forms. Because if I'm supposed to sing and dance my way through life with a new verse for every day and every situation, sometimes several verses a day, I need to know how this manifests itself in my life. So instead, I turn to all the ways you could praise God in the Old Testament, and I found there to be 48 different ways. And I'm not going to go through all of them, because I just don't even care. It's not where my message is headed. But in light of the fact we have to have an ever new song in us, a tune from God for every situation, in light of the fact we're called to sing and dance our way through life to the glory of God, that's our secret weapon, because we know in whom we have believed and are persuaded, we need to understand, especially if we're uninformed, the spirituality of what I'm saying.